Professor Umar Garai, who headed the National Curriculum and Research Institute and was tasked with designing the new curriculum, has resigned today. Garai cited lack of concern from Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok. Garai says it is not easy to change the mindset of the people who lived under authoritarian rule for three decades. This week, at the start of a three-day conference in Khartoum, General Education Minister Muhammad Lamine Atom said the government must establish a new school curriculum that reflects the political and social changes in Sudan since the 2019 revolution.
We need a general education system that serves the new society in the country. A society that lives a democratic life, believes in justice, rule of law, social cohesion, peaceful coexistence, and a society that is harmonious with the external world.
Sudan's education ministry adopted the system of 6 years in primary, 3 years in intermediate, and 3 years in secondary school instead of 8 years of primary and 3 years of secondary after the revolution, which is expected to begin this year. Speaking at the same conference, now the resigned official Omar Garai said he has received several threats over the new curriculum, which reduced the Quranic verses in the textbooks, which he says the threat will not stop the move towards real change.
It's true that the curriculum is the work of the special committees, but we have instructed these committees to involve citizens and parents. We are aware that supporters of the previous system of the government will criticize any new curriculum so as to push for keeping their old curriculum.
Habib Adam, a secondary school physics teacher in Khartoum, says the new curriculum should match ongoing technology around the world.
We need to establish a new curriculum that expresses objectives and aspirations of our people based on freedom, justice, and peace. This conference is timely so that we are able to innovate and suggest new ways of a quick learning process for our students. Our students need to be able to acquire basic skills for the 21st century.
Father Diago Dale, a Catholic priest who represents the Sudan Council of Churches in the Curriculum Committee, says the church is ready to collaborate with the government on overhauling Sudan's education system. He says Sudan is a multi-religion country and imposing one religion on the whole country will not work.
We have some ideas and we have some proposals we wanted to put forward, and they were going that line whereby we don't impose one view, but we say, okay, Sudan is a plural society, and also in Christianity there are different ways, and we are okay with that.
Islamic extremists recently criticized Professor Omar Garai for using some pictures of half-naked people in the new textbooks and demand that Garai be fired. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.